treasures in heaven. Jesus began his earthly ministry with his Sermon on the Mountain, found in Matthew chapters 5 to 7. The crowds were following him, and he pulled his disciples aside to teach them. One of these teachings was on money and possessions. In Matthew 6, 20 to 22, Jesus said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal." And then he makes a profound and meaningful statement. "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Jesus contrasted heavenly values with earthly values when he explained that our first loyalty must be to the things that do not fade away and that will earn for us a reward in eternity. He says in Matthew 6:33, to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and then all those other things will be given to you as well. Our intention should be to do all he asks us to do for his will to be done in our lives, not merely what we do with our money, but our time and energy. One test is to ask which one occupies more of your thoughts, time, and efforts. In Matthew 19, we have the story of the rich young ruler who asked Jesus what he could do to have eternal life, and Jesus told him to keep his commandments, and he listed them. "All these I have kept," the young man said. "What do I still lack?" Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." We cannot love God with all our hearts and yet keep our money to ourselves. Loving him totally means using our money in ways that please him, giving generously when he touches our hearts to do so. God's word has a lot to say about giving of ourselves and our resources. Romans 12 is a chapter devoted to our personal responsibilities as God's children. One of those services is to share with the Lord's people in need and to practice hospitality. The Apostle Paul wrote Timothy with guiding principles for local churches. In 1 Timothy 6, 18 to 19, he wrote, "Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life." If we use our money to help those in need or to help others find Christ, our earthly investment will bring eternal benefit, treasure in heaven. Financially supporting the church, giving to organizations and people that are spreading the gospel, supporting the persecuted church, giving to famine relief in the name of Jesus, all of these and more are ways of storing up treasure in heaven. Gracious and patient Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus, we come into your presence asking that you, Holy Spirit, would continually remind us of living for Jesus and doing eternal things, setting our affections on things above and not on things of this earth. In your precious and powerful name, Jesus.